Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Lettucey, who's going to be performing with the NSO Pops February 24th and 25th at the Kennedy Center. Hey, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
You think you're excited? We are, too.
That's cool, man. Really cool.
Yeah, Kennedy Centers, they do these NSO mashups all the time. I think they had Kendrick Lamar last year. I think they've had Nas. And then I think a week before you get in there, they're doing Snarky Puppy. We just talked with them. So I just think it's so cool. Just talk about how awesome it'll be to be up there and actually have your music, but with a full orchestra.
It's amazing. I mean, I've done other songbooks like Nina Simone with an orchestra or with a big band, but never to be able to do something at the Kennedy Center with NSO is just amazing. To hear my music being played with an orchestra, it's going to be amazing. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Have you ever performed at Kennedy Center before?
Never. I've done a fundraiser once for the Duke Ellington School of Music, but that's about it. I've never been there before, other than for, you know, certain events, but not everything. Not to perform.
This is your first time, you know, as the big headliner.
Yes, awesome. I'm excited. Very excited.
As you should be. You mentioned the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, how you did a fundraiser with them before, and I believe an ensemble group from them called the Mellotones will be joining you this time. Is that right?
Oh, yes. They're opening. I forgot about that. That's exciting, too. I hope I get to see some of the show. Yeah, I'll probably be a nervous wreck behind the scenes, making sure everything goes great.
You'll be back.
But yeah, they're performing as well.
Yeah, you'll be, when they're out there, you'll be backstage, you know, shaking with nerves. No, you'll be fine. You can do, come on, you're a 9-time Grammy nominee. I think you're fine.
Well, I'm going to have fun. It's a great night, though. I love that we're all celebrating music and, you know, it's just a great event. I just love everything NSO does. And to put all the combinations of music together, it shows that music is universal. Mm-hmm. And it's all just one sound, you know?
Absolutely. Do you, what sort of songs can we expect to hear? Because you've done, you know, like we said, 9-time Grammy nominee. You have a lot. You have a lot to choose from. So how do you sort of pick what you're going to do?
Well, I've been asked to do some of Nina Simone's work, so I'm going to show the relationship that she and I have had over the years between my music and hers. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be exciting to hear for people to also see how our music, you know, how she influenced me, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So,
I'm excited.
What else might we, you know, if some of your fans are listening, what might they hear, you know, some of the songs that they're looking for?
I'm definitely going to do Pieces of Me, which is a huge song. I can't wait to do Hate Me, which is a song that has string arrangements in it, and a song called Lost and Found from my first record label release with strings, because that's all orchestra. Mm-hmm. And also Answer to Why, which is all originally with a quartet of orchestration, but it's with the NSO. Hello? Sorry, I'm excited.
Sorry.
And also, I'm going to do All Right with an orchestra. That's going to be so great, man.
I'm getting goosebumps.
So I can't wait.
I'm getting goosebumps sort of imagining the orchestrated versions of these, you know?
It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, take me into sort of, I know you grew up in New Orleans, but take our listeners maybe that aren't as familiar with you, you know, how did you kind of get into music in the first place growing up in the Big Easy?
Well, I'm originally from NOLA, and I was born there, but I left when I was 10. But when I was in New Orleans, the first thing we learn is about big band and jazz and zydeco music and the combination. So I'm used to everything being mixed up all the time. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to the Bay Area, and it was there that I learned more about classical studying at UC Berkeley. So I do have a classical background, which is awesome. So there'll be a lot of that influence that you can hear in my music as well. The way I hold notes and pronunciation, and even though it's R&B with a mixture, I just of jazz. I mix everything I am. So being from New Orleans taught me, I mean, that's the heartbeat of everything is the drum and music and jazz. And then to learn that more about classical and musical theater in the Bay Area, that was great. I learned a lot about gospel music, too, from both places. But I'm just like a combination of everything, all mixed up between the Bay Area funk and the jazz and heartbeat of jazz and being from New Orleans. So that's who I am. But I love everything, and I love mixing my music. But I'm a predominantly R&B singer. But everyone debates that. You're a jazz singer.
Exactly.
But I'm definitely R&B. Definitely R&B.
It all overlaps in some way, you know. We kind of got your roots in NOLA, and then your more classical training once you get to Berklee. How do you go from there into becoming, you know, your first best new artist at the Grammys?
Well, independently, I had put out two CDs, one called Soul Singer, the other called Feeling Orange But Sometimes Blue, which is hard CDs to find right now, or music to find, because I don't have it on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I was getting discouraged after a while being an independent artist, and I was about to quit. And I met my producer, longtime producer and friend, Rex Rideout, who called me and asked me to perform on the Boney James song that's originally a Luther Vandross track, My Sensitivity. And it was a tribute album for Luther Vandross. And that was how I became known to Verve Records. But what's funny is I had went to Verve years ago and they said no. It's like 8 record labels turned me down. And the one that I first went to came back and they wanted to sign me. They came to one show and saw my fan base and said, we got to sign this girl. And it was there that they signed me, and I became my first record, Lost and Found, was released in 2007, and I predominantly produced it and worked on it with Rex Rideout. And there came Best New Artist and Best R&B Album nomination by the Grammys. I was blown away.
Oh, that's great.
And I was in the same category as Taylor Swift and Amy Winehouse and in Best New Artist. It was like, whoa, you know? And then R&B Album was Chaka Khan, and I can't remember everybody, but that was like, wow.
You're in there with all the titans.
Right. I didn't think I was going to win, and I didn't, but I was just so happy to be there.
Hey, that's great. Well, congrats. I know that was like years ago, but congrats on that and all the other ones since then. I always find it funny when it's like the category's Best New Artist, but really, like, I'm like, this year's Chance the Rapper, he's really been around for, it's not new, but you know,
I guess, neither had I.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's like new to the mainstream, I guess, but
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's nice that, you know, I guess it's a way for a broader audience to find out about these people who've been at it for a while. There's no overnight successes, for sure.
No, no overnight with anyone. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are, you know, 9 more nominations later. I know you're going to win one soon. I know it. I have a feeling. It's going to happen.
You know what? Winning for me, if I win one, I'm going to be so happy. But winning for me is being able to sustain and do a show like this with an orchestra, my music, and be appreciated. Even without the Grammy, it's just I'm appreciated for my work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That this opportunity doesn't happen for everyone. So I'm just honored that NSO thought worthy of me to be a part of it. So I'm grateful, very grateful. This is winning.
Yeah, that's
exactly. To see my music written out with strings. It's just amazing. Yes.
that is the ultimate winning. We don't need some group, you know, handing a little golden thing to
right.
tell us. We have
exactly.
Oh,
people say.
I love your outlook. I love your outlook at the world. That's how everybody should look at it. There's lots of this is what's really important here, is connecting with the audience and having the NSO. I mean, that's going to be epic. That's going to be like a giant movie score or something, man. It's going to rock the Kennedy Center. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be amazing, and I'm going to do it with all my grace in all my heart. I have the legendary Patrice Rushen musical directing, and then Darren Atwater conducting. It's just, and the little, I can't wait for the girls ensemble to sing with me. It's just going to be a lot of stuff going on with visuals. And, of course, I have 3 costume changes. It's amazing. It's stuff. It's production on...
Yeah, I bet. Lots of changes. But
I'm excited.
It's true. You never know who of those, you know, young voices that are out there might be inspired by you and go on to become the next legacy, you know. So that's just so exciting. All right, cool. Well, you've been really generous with your time, so I don't want to keep you too long. But, you know, just final pitch. Why should we come out?
You should come because it's worth coming out to. It's worth supporting music, anyone's music, but especially mine. Especially mine. And I'm very excited that people are going to be there. And it's the orchestra. That's like, we don't have that often. That's not a everyday thing. It's a luxury to be able to spend an evening to hear the combination of classical, jazz, and R&B all rolled up together. It's beautiful.
It's going to be great. We really appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. You're great.
Thanks for having me.
Your music's great, and we're excited to come for 2 shows, not 1, 2 at the Kennedy Center.
Two.
Double whammy. February 24th and 25th. Get your tickets now. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. All right. Have a great day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.